While an Israeli ground offensive continued in Gaza, Secretary Kerry appeared on all major U.S. television networks Sunday with a message for Hamas.
What they need to do is stop rocketing Israel and accept a ceasefire. Hamas needs to join up, be part of a solution.
Amid finger-pointing between Hamas and Israeli officials, Kerry reiterated America's long-standing commitment to promote peace in the Middle East, but said Hamas's actions are unacceptable.
Hamas has to understand, you can't just sit there and claim a moral rectitude or the higher ground while you're busy rocketing people and capturing people and digging tunnels to attack them, and this has to stop.
A United Nations official in Gaza, Robert Turner, urged an end to all bloodshed.
We call on all parties to adhere to international humanitarian law, particularly discretion, proportionality, and precaution to ensure that civilian casualties do not occur. The violence must end, and we need a solution to the underlying problems of Gaza.
Gaza is but one global hotspot focusing the world's attention. Secretary Kerry reviewed what the Obama administration knows about what brought down a commercial jetliner over eastern Ukraine.
We ourselves track the imagery of the launch of this surface-to-air missile, of the disappearance of the aircraft from the radar at that time. We know to a fact that the separatists bragged on the social media immediately afterwards about the shootdown.
Kerry blasted separatists for rummaging in debris fields and impeding the arrival of international investigators, and said Russia, as the separatists' main benefactor, bears much responsibility for the tragedy.
There are an enormous array of facts that point at Russia's support for and involvement in this effort. Some of the separatist leaders, George, are Russian. Russia has armed the separatists. Russia has supported the separatists. Russia has trained the separatists.
President Barack Obama tightened U.S. sanctions on Russia one day before the shootdown. Kerry said he hopes the United States and its European allies will take a unified stance towards Moscow going forward. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.